Ever since the September 11 attacks, the American flag has enjoyed a more prominent place in American life. The flag is also being commercialized as much as ever. Today is Flag Day, and NPR's Robert Smith continues our series on the flag.
If you forget for a moment the symbolism, the history, and the politics of the American flag, it is possible to view the flag as an object.
We treat it as a product. We warranty it as a product. We just sell it.
Ian Flam has been selling the Stars and Stripes since 1972 here at the AAA American Flag Company in New York City. Flam's been around for the big three, as he calls them, the Bicentennial, the First Gulf War, and September 11th, selling thousands of flags of every size. But even though he treats it as a product, Flam says the flag is different than a logo on a piece of cloth.
You're not supposed to be worn as clothing. You're not actually supposed to have it as a handbag or a bathing suit. You're not supposed to have it on lighters. It sort of bothers me that those kind of rules are being violated.
It's bothered plenty of others, too. After September 11th, when flags appeared on bandanas and barrettes, on water bottles and candy bars, there was an outcry over the commercialization of the flag. It may have been unseemly, but it wasn't anything new.
We've been using the flag commercially for well over 100 years.
Kit Heinrichs has written a graphic history of the American flag called Long May She Wave. He says starting after the Civil War, the flag started appearing in folk art and on the side of fruit cans.
It was very, very common to be put on toothpaste tubes and whiskey bottles. The tobacco industry was very heavy in the use of the flag. And it's the kind of thing that people would, as they do today, use it as an endorsement of their product. Not only that it's made in the U.S., but that you're a good American if you buy this product because it has a flag on it.
And just like today, this drove some people nuts. Letters to the New York Times during World War I criticized the general populace for their cavalier attitude toward the flag. A flag code was first drafted in 1923, detailing the hundreds of things you should not do with the flag. But standards change. In 1968, Abby Hoffman was arrested for wearing a shirt that looked like an American flag. 30 years later, the Old Navy retail chain features a different American flag t-shirt every summer. Their director of public relations, Jonathan Finn, says they've sold 30 million of the shirts over the last 10 years.
It could very well be one of the most, you know, popular forms of the flag that's out there.
Finn explains that the flag tees have worked for their company because it's a rare fashion item that appeals to all age groups and family members.
With the flag tee, it's a very sort of comfortable, easy way to, you know, show your patriotic spirit. You know, it's a t-shirt. It's part of people's every, you know, everyday life and wear.
And the flag, in turn, becomes part of Old Navy's image. Of course, they have to share the flag with car dealerships, trucking companies, and political candidates. But does all that tugging over the flag stretch it too thin? Can the flag be overexposed? We decided to ask the experts. The International Licensing Convention in New York City brings together the people in charge of the most recognized logos and brands in the world. Seth Siegel, the co-founder of the Beanstalk Group, helps represent Harley-Davidson and Coca-Cola. He says if you look at the flag as a brand, it's enormously powerful.
In the case of the flag, you instantly know what you're looking at. You're looking at the symbol of the United States of America, no matter who it is who sees it, no matter where they are in the world.
Although it's possible, he says, for some brands to be overexposed, the American flag benefits from being ubiquitous. It sells itself as a product for everyone. And Siegel points to September 11th as proof that the flag, as a brand, seems to have a self-regulating quality.
So in the first wave, people couldn't buy enough American flag merchandise, but very quickly thereafter, consumers and retailers began to say, you know what, this really isn't necessarily the way we want to depict the flag. And very quickly, things were either closed out or shipped back to their senders.
Siegel points out that last year, this trade show was festooned with red, white, and blue corporate logos. This year, there's more SpongeBob SquarePants than American flags. And that's true also in the streets of New York. After the war in Iraq ended, the flag imagery started to disappear, the flag products put away, but always ready for the next time the country or the consumer demands it. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.